Good morning on a sleety, snowy, wet Cork morning, 9:54, on my way back to the house after dropping my daughter to school, having had to rather gingerly drive down a steep hill in first gear, hoping that the car wouldn't slip. This audiobook is not going to be about slippery cars, but it is going to be about a conspiracy that goes on in the background in Ireland that I feel it's about time I could share the secret with people on audiobook, but I don't particularly want it to go to anybody else other than people who use audiobook, because I know darn well people on audiobook are well capable of keeping a secret. Okay, you know how you have, and this is all going to be about electricity, by the way. You know how you have fire evacuations in buildings, and all that recent audio about health and safety will, of course, had you thinking a lot about fire evacuations that you've either organised, administered, been part of, etc., etc. In other words, you deliberately organise a fire evacuation to see how your procedures are, and you even time it to see how long it takes for everybody to get out of the building, everybody recorded, all of the fire people to report into the central fire, recorder, and you've done your fire assembly practice, and you recorded for your health and safety auditors. Okay, that is clear enough, and you all know now what I'm talking about. The same thing, by the way, happened yesterday in Ireland. Yes. There was a collapse of various parts of the electricity supply chain in Ireland yesterday. And this was planned, this was carefully arranged by a committee of people who prefer not to be known to exist. They exist in the Department of Energy, or whatever it's called, probably under a man called Pat Rabbit, but I can't, forgive me now if I got the name of the individual. But he wouldn't admit, and this is deniable, by the way, this is entirely deniable, but I haven't signed any State Secrets Act or anything like that in revealing this to you. Anyway, the point is that this committee organises very much to deal with the catastrophe situations where we would lose our entire electrical supply, and what on earth would the country do? How would it survive? How would industry survive? How would business survive? How would the cooking survive? How could Wholesome get her cakes baked? That kind of stuff, So basically, what they did yesterday was that they organised a planned outage. Now, they planned the outage some time ago, I know that, because the committee met during the summer to plan this, so it had to be done. Because, in fact, a number of things had to be arranged. For example, a large storm had to be arranged so that trees would fall down around the country. Masses of, weather, bad weather, that people would regard as bad weather, had to be arranged. So a special, subgroup of the Central Committee had to go to the Met Office and arrange conversations with them in order to get the Met people to arrange for the weather and to fix it, to arrange a storm, to knock down trees, etc., etc. So, and yesterday what actually happened was very, very well done, because they arranged a storm, right, which happened, and lots of people on Twitter and Audioboo and even documentarily got in on the act of talking about the weather in Ireland. They arranged all the weather, and in the middle of that, the outage, the guy, I forget his name actually, he turned off the switch in the grid, right, for certain parts, and they've now developed a lot of sophisticated technology which will enable them to cut off the particular bit of the grid that they want to do. So they pick Cork, and they pick Clonmel, I think, and they may pick other places as well, but I know for sure that they picked those two places, and basically they turned off the electricity. And they then have a whole team of researchers who were actually called electrical, sorry, just dropped the thing out of my ear. They're called electrical sociologists. And these people actually study only one thing, which is how humans react to the withdrawal of electricity or the increase of electricity. Anyway, variations in electricity supply against social interactions as a result. So it's a very, very big field. The research is not published. In fact, the committee actually feels that there are certain dangers in publicising it, because in releasing the research, and because they fear that there'll be social unrest. So the whole, but I can tell you that they're, you know, a lot of research, a lot of valuable data has been gathered yesterday from the way in which humans in Ireland reacted to having no electricity. I mean, some of the data is being sold to supermarkets in terms of being able to, or will eventually be sold to supermarkets. You've got to commercialise this stuff these days so that, you know, you get back your money that you spend on the research in some form or other. But of course, the sales of candles went up dramatically. And of course, to know where do people go to get their candles at present? Where could they go in future? Could there be better coordination between the supermarkets and the weather authorities and the electrical outage people? All of that is to be carefully done. So look, I just thought it was interesting. Forgive me if I've taken up too much of your time on the topic. And, you know, there's no need to engage with me in a dialogue about this. I would discourage people from talking about it. You know, talk is cheap and you never know. You know, this is an age of international hacking and, you know, people could easily decide that they could try to, you know, embed sleepers in the committee. I mean, there have been people who have been sleepers in committees. And you never know what might actually happen. So basically, that's it. I just thought it was time to share with my friends on Audioboo something that I know you can keep entirely to yourselves. Thanks very much. Bye. Oh, postscript. I'm sorry. I left this part out. It was implied, but I didn't spell it out. One of the reasons the committee doesn't want the information to get out is that they're afraid of the charge of social engineering. I mean, it is a social engineering project. The people, and put it awfully crudely, the people have to be fooled into thinking that the reason that their electricity supply went down yesterday was that a tree fell on the wires, or that a sub-generating station was completely and utterly swamped in water or something like that. Now, the thought that the Irish electricity system would genuinely be vulnerable to a big oak tree falling down on top of some wires or something like that, or water leaking into a substation. I mean, for a modern country, that's obviously absurd. I mean, most people, if they were asked to answer the question, is your electricity supply vulnerable to this? But the good thing is that most people don't ask themselves that question. So the studies can be carried on and the data can be gathered, and most people will sort of take it for granted that if the weather people come on and say the weather is awful and the electricity people come on and say we're very sorry that the supply is no longer up, the most people will think, oh, there's a causal relationship between the two. And so I just thought it's actually perhaps... this is definitely not stuff you want put out there. People who rail against social engineering, and you know, we don't want them coming after us. And I certainly don't want to be associated with being the person who broke news. So please, again, mum's the word. Bye.